2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, the words of Paul the Apostle to his son in the ministry, Timothy. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. This was written by Paul when he knew that death was soon to come to pass in his life. He was soon to be beheaded for preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, had suffered great persecution. And this letter tells us more about the way that he faced death in the final few hours of his life. This is being written, this letter to Timothy, from a Roman prison. Nero, over a period of time, has lost his mind. History records that. As Nero lost his mind, about maybe 2 to 3 years before this event happened in Paul's life, Rome had a fire that burnt at least half of the city, if not more. Some of the records they've tried to destroy to determine how much damage was really done. Nero already hated the Christians, but he took that as an opportunity to persecute even more Christians because he blamed the fire on Christianity. We get blamed for everything, don't we? Well, if you're going to blame me for anything, blame me for fire. Not a bad thing to be blamed for. But in that, he intensified his persecution to the Christians. And as part of that, he knew something had to be done with Paul. Because Paul, he thought, was the head of the church. Little did he know, Paul was a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the head of the church. You can stop Paul, but you can't stop Jesus. You can kill the servant, but you can't kill the word. You can stop the servant from traveling, from preaching, but the message and the power of the message lives long after the servant is gone. So Paul, knowing that all of this is taking place, he looks at his life knowing that death is just a few hours away, if not days, and he's writing from his heart, reflecting over his life. And he said, if I could say that I have accomplished anything, Timothy, I want you to know that I've accomplished the fact that I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith and I've finished my course. This was your last few days in this world. Can you say, I fought a good fight? Now, I want to make this clear to you this morning. When you sign up to serve the Lord and you become a part of the family of God, it's a fight. You're in for the fight of your life. It's not easy. I feel sorry for these people that think when they come to Christ, it's going to be an easy road to walk and all of their troubles behind, no, all of our sin is behind us. It's not easy. It's a fight. It's a real fight. And with that in mind, I thought, who would really in modern day know more about fighting than a boxer? So I consulted some boxers and I said, how do you teach young people to fight? See, that's my job. I don't want you to think you're going to leave here as a Christian and not have some battles out there. You're going to have some battles. But it's being prepared for the fight that is there. That's what equips you. And you know, a number of things I found out. They try to encourage young people when it comes to fighting. They say, the thing about fighting, and we have to ask ourselves, why would God make it so hard for us? Well, the same reason that people get in a fight here. Number one, it conditions us. Nothing conditions your body any greater than trying to prepare for a fight. You get in the ring and you haven't prepared yourself, I tell you, it'll show when you get in the ring. And if you haven't prepared your fight self for the fight that's outside these doors, it'll show when you get in the fight. It conditions us. Not only does it condition us, but it disciplines us. You have to be strict in your discipline. The more strict you are in your discipline, the stronger that you get. And the more disciplined you are in this fight against the devil and all of the principalities and powers, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, the more we discipline ourselves, the more prepared we are to fight. And it not only teaches us discipline, but it teaches us to learn to take some pain. People want a pain-free life, but we can't get out of pain. And sometimes the worst pain is not physical pain. It's the pain that is placed upon you emotionally and on your mind because of things that happen in life. Some of you in this church this morning, you've endured great pain, but you're still here. You have to learn to take some things. It also creates confidence in us. When we prepare and we win, then we have confidence. And if you go into the fight without confidence, where do you get your confidence from? From all the other fights that you fought. Your confidence comes from that. It teaches you about humility. He said, I have fought a good fight. He did not say that I won every fight. He did not say that I won every fight that I fought. He said, I fought a good fight. But that didn't mean he won all of them. And you talk about humiliating you. See, when boxers get in the ring and they lose in front of everybody watching. And sometimes it teaches us the hard way when we lose what seems like an apparent loss. Really, it's a time where it humbles us to teach us, I've got to work harder. I've got to train more. There's more battles to fight out there. And just because it looks like that I have lost, in the end, he's saying, I didn't lose them all. I'm winning the one that really counts. It's hard to find a boxer that has boxed all of their life and boxed professionally that didn't lose some fights along the way. It teaches patience and endurance. Bad things happen quickly. Good things take a little more time sometimes. And it teaches you've got to persevere through some things. You've got to work hard. It teaches about mortality as well. Every fight to a boxer could alter their life permanently. You can go out into some battles, and when you fight those battles, when you fight the battle, you will be altered. You're not Superman and Superwoman. There's some things that come along that when you fight certain fights, it alters you. But what do you mean by that? Well, when death comes and you fight with death, it alters your life. It changes your life. It changes your plans when a loved one dies. When sickness comes, it alters all of the plans. Some of you worked your whole life and waited for retirement. And now you've not been able to take one trip, do one thing that you wanted. Sickness came and disease came and it altered your life. Any given time in that hour of boxing and fighting, it could leave you with a place where that your future on this earth could be altered forever. You're just one stroke away from your life being altered. One accident away from your life being altered. One diagnosis away from your life being altered. One pink slip in your box from your life being altered. It teaches the meaning of fear. When you get in the ring, you are going up against somebody that has been taught to do one thing, hurt you. That's their only goal. They want to hurt you. They want to disable you. They want to cripple you. They want to stop you. They want to knock you out. Now let's get this right, because I'm fixing to preach here in a minute. We've got an enemy of our soul, and he's well trained, and he has one desire, and that is to hurt you. He wants to cripple you. He wants to knock you out. But Paul said he couldn't do it. I fought a good fight. I wonder, is there anybody here today that you fought a few fights in your life and saw God be faithful through the fight and carry you through the fight, and you're still standing today? Because it is a fight sometimes. Your whole life is nothing but a fight. Sometimes you have to fight the devil to get to the altar to pray. Sometimes you have to fight to get out of bed. Sometimes you have to fight because you're just weak in body. Sometimes you have to fight disease. Sometimes you have to fight death. Sometimes you have to fight disappointment and depression and discouragement. It is a fight. You have to fight backbiters, and you have to fight backsliders, and you have to fight betrayers, and you have to fight the enemy on all sides. But let me tell you, it's worth it to keep fighting. Sometimes you have to fight yourself. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. And the greatest fight we have is when we lay down at night and it's just us with our mind and we battle ourselves, putting ourselves under subjection. It's a fight. Some of you had to fight to get here today. You know something I've noticed through time? The more that God's people suffer pain and the more they fight, the more determined they are. Really. It's a fight. There's people here today that it was a fight for you to get up, get your clothes on, and get here today. I know it was a fight. It was a fight to get out of the car, a fight to get inside the church. But thank God you fought a good fight. Sometimes we fight battles, battles that's hard to fight. Things we don't understand. But I'm telling you, at the end of the journey, the only thing we want to be able to say is that I fought a good fight. I didn't win every round, but hallelujah, I fought a good fight. I fought the devil as hard as I could fight the devil. And at the end of the journey, the victory is the Lord's. And God gives us the victory. It's a fight. But not only is it a fight, but he said, I fought a good fight, but I kept the faith. I kept the faith. I'll let that soak in for just a minute. I kept the faith. What's he mean by keeping the faith? Well, if you kept something, that can also mean you had to lose something else. There's a lot of things that you'll lose. You don't like this kind of preaching, I know, because we don't ever like to feel like we lose anything. But you do. You lose some things. You lose your strength. You lose your health. You may lose your job. You may lose your pension. You may lose your health insurance. You may lose friends. Not necessarily because that you fell out with them, but they move on. They go other places. Very few of you know where all of the people that you graduated with are today. You lose friends. They go on in life, and you go on in life. You may lose your home. You may lose your car. You may lose your teeth. You may lose your hair. You may lose your voice. Is that right, Marcia? You may lose your voice, not able to say a word. You may lose your eyesight. See, there are a lot of things we can lose. Friends and family can die. We can lose a lot. But I want to tell you, keep the faith. I lost my job, but I kept the faith. I lost my health, but I kept the faith. I lost my strength, but I kept the faith. I lost my loved one to the grave, but I kept the faith. I lost a lot of things in life, but I kept the faith. The only thing that matters is what we keep at the end is that we still have kept the faith. Have you kept the faith? Have you finished the course? Have you finished the course that God has given in your life? You've learned how to fight and you've learned how to keep the faith, but have you finished the course? On Wednesday night, for those of you that were here, I've been praying about this message. And on Wednesday night, I asked the educators that were here, teachers and instructors, I asked them if any of them had ever given an I on a report card or for a grade. And some answered. I know Courtney was close enough for me to hear when she spoke up. And I asked her, I said, what does an I mean? And she said, it means that you've still got more work to do. I means incomplete. In other words, you didn't finish the task. The teacher has nothing to grade because you didn't finish the work. Till you finish the work, there's no grade for it because the teacher doesn't know because you didn't turn in the proper amount of work that you were assigned. Incomplete. I wonder if people realize at the end of life, when they stand before God, that some people's going to stand there and all they're going to hear is incomplete. I gave you this to do and that to do and this to do and that to do, but you didn't complete the task. Why didn't you complete the task? Because I tell you why. We have more quitters than ever before. People quit everything. They quit jobs, they quit relationships, they quit marriages, they quit everything. You name it, they quit. Get them in the church, they quit the choir, they quit teaching, they quit. I think I'll just quit. I'll quit tithing. I tell you, I don't like that sermon that preacher preached. I'm going to quit tithing. You're really going to hurt me. Who do you think that's going to hurt? It's not going to hurt me. It's going to hurt you. Well, I think I'll quit going to church. Some of you have just completely quit certain service. You've just quit. Incomplete. Where's all that shouting at now? See, if you want that shout, you've got to complete some things in your life. God gives us certain tasks, and we have to fulfill those tasks. And yes, it's a fight, but it's worth the fight. And yes, it takes faith, but we keep the faith. And yes, in the end, we get to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's all that matters, is that we have accomplished those three things. God doesn't give us 30 things. Sometimes he just gives us a few things and says, completed. Completed. Sometimes we're not asking you to move a mountain. We're just asking you to do the simple, basic things. Because God knows it's hard to get people to stay with simple, basic things anymore. But you got to complete it. None of us know how long that we have. I burnt the candle at both ends. I have no idea. I know what my body tells me, but I have no idea. But I want to finish well. I want to complete what God gives me. I want to die on the battlefield. You know what's so ironic about this? Paul wrote another letter to Timothy. And you'll find out, in that letter to Timothy, in the last chapter, 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, Paul tells him, fight the good fight. And here in the text that I read to you today, he said, I fought a good fight. In other words, Timothy, I practiced what I preached. I told you fight a good fight, and that's exactly what I've done. And you keep going because we're in a time, Timothy, where you're going to suffer some things. And Timothy did wind up, according to the book of Hebrews, he himself wound up in prison for preaching the gospel. You're going to suffer things too. But listen, you stay true, sound in doctrine, faithful to the word. Keep with the stuff that really matters. Don't change those things. Stay with it. Keep praising the Lord. Keep praying. Keep preaching. Keep doing what's right. Just keep doing what you've been taught to do, and it'll be worth it in the end. Fight the good fight. Keep the faith. Finish the course. You grade yourself. Do you get an A? Or do you get an I? Incomplete. I think we ought to finish what God starts in us. And He'll help us perform. Perform those good works. And the task that He's given to us. He's promised that in His word. Incomplete. I don't want to hear that. I'm glad that I can report to you. I may not be, I know I'm not perfect. None of us. Well, I shouldn't say that. Maybe you are. I pray you are. But I can say this. I'm still fighting the fight. I'm still keeping the faith. And I'm determined to finish the course. Are you? The biggest battle you'll have today is starting to realize that you're not right with God and you need to get right with God. It's a fight to get people just to see that they need the Lord today.